Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Donald Trump, MAGA Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance, and Melania Trump all just attended the dignified transfer of the six U.S. service members who died in the opening strikes of Donald Trump and Netanyahu's war against Iran. This is needless, unnecessary death that could have been predicted, but Donald Trump still went ahead and got pulled into another forever war with Netanyahu. I want to show you the interview that Donald Trump is giving on Air Force One right now because it is despicable. He is lying about the 175 school children who were killed that we've covered on this channel relentlessly. He lies about the nuclear capacity of Iran to justify further war. And most of all, he just seems apathetic. Donald Trump genuinely does not care what is happening right now. He wants to move on to the next shiny object. He's been talking about Cuba. He wants to move on to the next game in his mind. When this is not a game, he is starting wars, and he is causing internal chaos among other countries, hurting the citizenry. There is nothing more that I want to see than the Iranian people liberated from an oppressive regime, but what Donald Trump is doing is not that. During the dignified transfer of the six fallen soldiers, this dude wore a baseball cap and was looking down like he doesn't give a shit. He was just looking down, looking around. You see Susie Wiles in the back, who's at least, Susie Wiles is at least holding posture and holding her hands together. Melania Trump is at least standing up tall, but Donald Trump does not care. Evan on Twitter says, it's actually absurd how much he doesn't give a fuck. And remember, Republicans were so pissed that 4 years ago, Joe Biden checked his watch one time during a dignified transfer. So they know that optics matter, but then they don't care when Donald Trump does this. Let me show you the video of him walking out for the dignified transfer. And let me just quote to you some evidence that he does not care. He was asked yesterday about gas prices rising during the Iran operation and how that will affect Americans. He said, quote, if they rise, they rise. He was then asked last night if Americans should be worried about retaliatory attacks at home or worried about their loved ones. He said, I guess. He said, like I said, some people die. When you go to war, some people die. It happens. Like, this dude does not care what is happening right now.
Draped transfer cases. A moment of solemn remembrance now. Let me quiet down.
This is Fox News' coverage of the dignified transfer. Look at the six faces. I find this to be genuinely sad, genuinely heartbreaking. I don't think Trump does. I don't think Trump gives a shit. This is just a necessary event for him to get through like any other event. It's not some actual solemn event. J.D. Vance also likely doesn't give a shit, but honestly, you know what? I would honestly believe that J.D. Vance cares a little bit more than Trump, because J.D. Vance served. J.D. Vance still is an apathetic ghoul, but he hasn't said anything about this war for the past 7 days. We're working on a video about how J.D. Vance has just been silent about this, and the reporting that's come out shows that he disagrees with it, so he probably doesn't want to see needless death. Trump doesn't give a shit. Fox News is acting like they give a shit because they want to be the pro-America station that supports the troops, but they don't. They've supported the man who has put our troops in awful situations time and time again and has straight up just derided our service members. Donald Trump has said so many sickening things about our service members, and I'll show it to you throughout this video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. If you noticed, we have been working relentlessly to put out news, make sure we counter Donald Trump's BS, and provide the truth to the American people. We couldn't do it without your help, your subscriptions, and your likes. So thank you all. And let's just start with the most absurd part. A reporter asks straight up, did the U.S. bomb an elementary school and kill 175 people? Donald Trump denies it. Pete Hegseth then says, we're investigating. And Trump essentially cuts him off and says, no, it was inaccurate. It wasn't us.
Did the United States bomb a girls' elementary school in southern Iran on the first day of the war and kill 175 people?
In my opinion, based on what I've seen, that was done by Iran.
Is that true, Mr. Hegseth? It was Iran who did that?
We're certainly investigating.
Still investigating.
But the only side that targets civilians is Iran.
We think it was done by Iran.
Can you give us a
because they're very inaccurate, as you know, with their munitions. They have no accuracy whatsoever. It was done by Iran.
Ooh, you know we're in a bad reality when even Pete Hegseth is acting a little bit more averse to just saying that it was Iran than Trump. Trump doesn't give a shit. He literally just wants this all to be over so he can move on to the next shiny object. As I said, Pete Hegseth now has to live with the consequences, and he knows. Pete Hegseth knows it was the United States. How do I know that? Well, because a few days ago he gave a press conference at the Pentagon in which he accidentally admitted it by showing this map on screen. This is the map of the United States' initial launching strikes of this operation. There is a green dot on screen right now. I'm going to move my cursor to it if you're watching this on your TV or on your iPhone. There is a green dot amongst these red strike zones. The green dot is the Manab School, where 160 to 175 school children died, are confirmed dead. The green dot is directly in the opening strikes of the United States operation, and it was confirmed by multiple intelligence communities to be United States missiles. So Donald Trump is effing lying out of his mouth, and Pete Hegseth is the only one who says, we're investigating. To continue, he gets asked, Steve Witkoff, the special envoy to Russia and Ukraine, gets asked, hey, have you communicated to the Russians at all and told them to stop sending information about our military targets? I've been talking about this a lot on my show, but Donald Trump has been helping inadvertently fund the enemy. He's sending our troops to war and then making it easier for them to be captured and killed because he lifted sanctions off of Russian oil so other countries could buy it, like India, and give Russia money. Russia is then using that money to get intelligence on our troops and send it to Iran. What the absolute hell. And the worst part is, not one administration official has got on camera and strongly looked at the camera and denounced this. Caroline Leavitt was asked about it. She said, we can't do anything about it. Donald Trump was asked about it. He said, oh, it is what it is. Just absolute apathy coming from the admin. Steve Witkoff at least kind of responds. Listen.
Mr. Witkoff, have you communicated to the Russians not to send targeting information and other assistance to the Iranians?
Strongly said that.
And do you believe that they are?
I hope they're not.
And do you see any evidence?
We don't know, but it's not doing very well. If they are, it's not helping much. If you take a look at what's happened to Iran in the last week, if they're getting information, it's not helping them much.
Come on. The allegation is that they're getting information about the position of U.S. service members. He's saying this on a flight back from honoring fallen U.S. service members. What if Russia was the one that gave Iran that information and you're sitting there saying it doesn't matter? Who cares? I don't care at all. Then Donald Trump is asked, you know, what would it mean if Russia were sharing that information?
If they're getting information, it's not helping them much.
What would it mean to you if they were? I mean, even if it's not helping the Iranians particularly much, it's still involving themselves in a conflict that they're not correct.
They'd say we do it against them, wouldn't they? Huh? Wouldn't they say that? We do it against them? I don't know. Look, they could give all the information that they want, but the people they're sending it to are overwhelmed. Russia would be overwhelmed, too.
Did he just say they can give all of the information they want? So he's basically just like, yeah, Russia can give all the information they want about the location of U.S. service members, of the weakness point of the United States military, of hidden locations of naval and air force bases that the United States has involved that only Russia knows about. What do you mean, dude? Listen to how apathetic he is. He does not give a shit. My dad sent me a tweet or an article last night. Let me find this. My dad is somebody who is not always constantly shitting on Trump and inserting himself in this, but it's an article that says, Trump asked if retaliatory strikes should concern Americans. He says, quote, I guess it is what it is. My dad was like, how is this guy our president? And how do so many people support him? I don't get it. He lacks any empathy or concern for the general public. That's a pretty good way to put it. That's just from a normal person. My dad's not constantly involved in political media like I am, or like you're always watching, you know, news on YouTube. But my dad is just an average guy. Like, this is incredibly messed up. To continue, a reporter then asks, do you have any indications of whether Russia is supporting Iran? And Trump says, I have no indication of that whatsoever. Didn't he just answer the opposite like a minute ago and said it doesn't matter either way? This is just a mess. Apathy. That's what I'm saying. He's apathetic.
Mr. President, can I ask you what Peter asked you a question yesterday? You said it wasn't the right time in that event, but he was asking whether you have indications of whether Russia is supporting Iran somehow in this.
No,
do you?
I have had no indication of that whatsoever. If they are, they're not doing a very good job because Iran is not doing too well.
What about the Strait of Hormuz?
This is just such an awful answer from Donald Trump. Iran has already killed multiple U.S. service members. They've already neutralized multiple bases. And if you're going to say they're not doing too well, you need to actually lay out the win that we've gotten. Just killing an 87-year-old and replacing him with somebody who has a marginally different but same ideology is not a win for anybody. Literally, it's just lengthening the Iranian regime's existence. Donald Trump then gets asked about the ceremony that he just returned to. And the reporter actually asks a really good question. They go, hey, did what you just see at this ceremony, this transfer, did it make you double think anything about the war you're starting?
Very sad day. And glad we paid our respects. It's a tough situation. Great people, great parents, wives, family. And a beautiful ceremony. I guess you got to see that at least once. Any questions?
President Trump, did what you just witnessed make you think differently about going ahead with this war or even putting troops on the ground in the Middle East?
We're winning the war by a lot. We've decimated their whole evil empire. It'll continue, I'm sure, for a little while. Very proud of the people, the parents. The parents were so proud of their boy, as they call him, my boy, in case the young lady. The parents are so proud. Many of them are military parents, as you know. So it's but it's always a very sad thing. The war itself is going unbelievably. It's
dude. How did he just say back to back that they're coming back from a dignified transfer where six people died and it was sad, but that the war is going up? Wait, what word did he just use? Tremendously? Amazingly?
Unbelievably.
Oh, unbelievably. Yeah, the other word that he always uses all the time. Pete Hegseth leers over his shoulder and Steve Witkoff is in the middle of them while Donald Trump just lies about how well this war is going. Again, he is grossly apathetic to a point where you wonder if he has dementia or schizophrenia. How can you possibly be this apathetic in this position? He then gets asked, you know, do you still expect this to take up to 6 weeks? And he says, whatever it takes. So they're going to keep lengthening the timeline, and Donald Trump is never going to actually have to answer or be held accountable for it because he doesn't care. He answers everything with a lack of care. Like, oh, whatever, it could take 12 months. We could see more people die.
You still expect up to 6 weeks total?
I don't know. I never reject that, whatever it takes. But the military is almost non-existent, if you look. We could hit the military itself very hard, but maybe we will, maybe we won't. We haven't made that determination.
I want to show you this clip where Donald Trump is asked if he's worried that he'll have to do more of these dignified transfers. Guess what? He responds with total apathy, says, sure, I hate to do it, but it's just a part of war.
47 years it's taken to do this, and no president had the guts to do it.
You're going to end up coming back to Dover for more of these such dignified transfers.
Sure, I hate to do it, but it's a part of war, isn't it? Who are you with?
The Washington Post.
Would you say it's a part of war?
The deaths are part of war, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of war.
Bro, this guy, he thought he got some gotcha on the journalist. Wouldn't you say that deaths are a part of war? Yeah, sure, but what we're missing is that this is an unforced war, an unforced error in this case. Is when a leader chooses to take an action that will predictably have catastrophic consequences for U.S. service members and lead to deaths. And these consequences could have been avoided if this leader didn't choose to go into this. So the deaths that we're seeing in Iran are not simply an unavoidable tragedy of war. That's what Donald Trump's trying to spin it as. What he's essentially saying in this clip is, this is an unavoidable result of war. But no, This is not an unavoidable tragedy of some war that was waged on us. This is an unforced error where you made decisions that dramatically increased the risk of service member casualties. That is the problem here. That is where the problem lies. Let me show you this clip of an oil refinery in Tehran, the capital of Iran, that just got hit a few hours ago. This is essentially breaking news. This happened 2 to 3 hours ago. An oil refinery was hit, and smoke is billowing throughout the sky in a very intense manner. This war is continuing to escalate, and this will take a massive, massive toll on the Iranian economy. Look at these images right here. This is some wild, wild stuff. Damn. You know what I always find interesting is the road that this person is driving on. There's a very similar road where I live near Chicago. You know, there's very similar roads all throughout. It's just interesting how infrastructure looks very similar despite them being on the other side of the world. But I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and us calling out the lack of empathy from this administration, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.